You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Literature icons like Toni Morrison make their mark on the culture for generations to come. Music also does that. And for Black culture, you can't talk about music without talking about jazz. In this StoryCorps interview from our archives, a Bay Area icon, journalist Belva Davis, and KKSF jazz show host Miranda Wilson sit down to tease out how the roots of jazz and hymns are significant to African American culture, starting with Wilson's beginnings as an MC on a local jazz show.
I have a very kind of eclectic understanding of music, and I used to sing, and I've studied music and all this kind of stuff, so it was perfect for me. It was like getting an acting job where you don't have to act. You just have to be yourself. So the more I learned about this station, the more I realized I want to go back and get jazz. What was the first jazz song I heard? It made me study, you know, when your living is tied to it. And then after a while, you learn the power of instrumental music and how it's so subjective and how people enjoy it. Grover Washington Jr.'s Mr. Magic, which isn't necessarily jazz in a pure sense, because there's no such thing, as far as I'm concerned. It had a soul jazz vibe to it, and it took me right to having my 65 Mustang in 1975, and I only had an AM radio, and I said, wow, that song just made me feel like I just go down the highway as fast as I can, and it just gave me joy. It took me right back there. So that's when I understood, that's the power of music. It can take you anywhere you want to go, and sometimes places that are beyond your imagination.
You were talking about funk and all the other kinds of rhythms that were appealing to young people of that time era. Was it your family surroundings? It was what that made you choose, what some people would say, this high style of Black musical creation?
My mother was who just recently passed away, before we had furniture in our house, she made sure that we had a piano in our home. Because she said, one day, one of our kids, my children, are going to play this piano. Well, sure, all of us played. And so that was a kind of the centerpiece of our family. And so music was very, very important. Very important.
Was there any emphasis on music created by people of color?
Oh, yeah. I have my own understanding about the importance of telling the story about our music, because African Americans came to this country not necessarily on a great cruise. We were kidnapped and brought here against our will, but my mother and my grandmother and my grandmother's family were there from the South. And they were well known in the community in Canton, Mississippi, where our family is originally from, for singing long metered hymns. And for those people that don't necessarily sing them anymore, they're done call and response style. And to hear them sing it and hear people change while they're singing it.
Can you do that?
A little bit, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. It makes me a bit teary-eyed.
Because of the strong memory of your mom and your grandmother?
Yeah.
Or because of the period in which that music was created?
Well, it's the result of that music, the power in that music, because singing those songs moved them from living on a farm in Mississippi to taking for a single mother to come to California in the 1940s because they heard work was plenteous and education and for more possibilities. Those songs were sung throughout that whole time, and they're sung to this day.
I love the Lord, he heard my cry.
I love the Lord, he heard my cry. And then the audience, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. And then the leader would go, and pitied every groan. And then the audience would answer back. But you kept singing in that until the spirit came in. And then later on, you hear Miles Davis, as I say, play So What? And you hear da-da-da-da-da-da-da, ba-da, di-di-di-di-di-di, ba-da, da-do-di-di-di-di-da, ba-da, ba-ba-ba-da, doo-doo. That's call and response. That's call and response. And I say to myself, Miles Davis must have been a little kid hearing that in the church house. And then there's that connection with that history. And this generation has to know about that, because jazz is, to me, not necessarily something that is so cerebral. Some people like to think about their jazz, and they go to jazz festivals and they think about it. If you don't feel it, it's a shame. Because if you express that you feel it, that artist is going to be on the stage and play notes that they've never played before. Because it is a living, breathing thing.
That piece was recorded by StoryCorps in San Francisco and produced by Lisa Carmack for KALW in 2015.